AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Only two choices on the ballot in Greece today, yes or no. If a majority votes no, then the government will reject a financial bailout that includes billions in loans and more budget tightening. Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis is staking his political career on the voters rejecting the plan.
Would you resign if there's a yes vote?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And there won't be a yes vote.
The referendum does not address whether Greece should abandon the euro currency or leave the European Union, but many of the voters believe those issues are at stake. The country celebrates Independence Day. Violet Ekonomova has more.
It was a performance-packed night at a Capitol Fourth on the National Mall. Barry Manilow and other big names singing patriotic tunes to a sea of people dressed in red, white, and blue. That audio courtesy of a Capitol Fourth PBS. About a mile away at the White House, the president was having a private party with military service members.
Without you, we could not enjoy the incredible blessings that we do in this greatest country on earth. And we are so appreciative to all of you. We hope you are having a good time.
Guests were treated to a picnic and Bruno Mars show. Violet Ekonomova, Washington.
At Coney Island, Matthew Stoney downed 62 hot dogs and buns to knock off defending champ Joey Chestnut in Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest.
It's the 4th of July. This is the biggest contest of the year. So to win it means it's an amazing feeling.
And Miki Sudo defended her women's title.
I feel elated. This is an amazing feeling. It's the biggest stage on competitive eating. It's the biggest event, biggest turnout, awesome crowd.
Louisville, Kentucky authorities say two people are dead and three others remain missing after the pontoon boat they were on hit a bridge and capsized last night in the Ohio River. Four others on the boat have been hospitalized. This is AP Radio News. Another GOP candidate criticizes Donald Trump for what Trump said about immigration and Mexicans in particular. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry telling ABC's this week.
Hispanics in America and Hispanics in Texas from the Alamo to Afghanistan have been extraordinary people, citizens of our country and of our state.
Yesterday, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush said he was personally offended by Trump's remarks. 4 years ago, Japan won the World Cup over the U.S. In 2012, the U.S. women beat Japan to take gold at the London Games. Tonight, the two clubs play again in the Women's World Cup Championship game in Vancouver, Canada. Longtime U.S. star Abby Wambach expects both teams to go all out.
We don't overlook Japan for 1 second because they are a very, very organized and good team. The best team will be left standing on Sunday night, and of course, we hope it's us.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.